Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. You're watching On the Record, and my guest today is someone who has really been in the thick of the storm. We have Deputy Chief Minister of Haryana, Dushyant Chautala, as our guest. And as we all know, he has just won the vote of confidence in the Haryana Assembly yesterday. So he's speaking to us about how this entire experience has been. And remember, what's really been in the news in Haryana are the impact of the farmers' protests and also the much-expected anti-love jihad law. Mr. Chautala has some interesting views on that. So let's start right at the beginning. Thank you so much, first of all, for speaking with Hindustan Times. I wanted to ask you that it was a very comfortable kind of victory in the vote of confidence in Assembly for you. Was there any moment in the last few months when they have been, the Congress has been asking for a vote of confidence for quite some time now? Was there any point that you had doubts?
Not even for a single moment. Sunetra, this was something which Congress just wanted to make it an agenda and come into the Assembly, try to disturb the working of the Assembly for one day. And I think they got their agenda by just coming out with this no confidence motion, where they don't even have the numbers. They didn't even had a fixed agenda to talk about. The most shameful thing yesterday was when the leader of opposition, Mr. Hooda, stood up, starting to talk about the no confidence against the government. Their first point in the written agenda was for the farmer bills. And then when Mr. Hooda got up and said that I will not speak on the bills, clearly showed that they were derailed, they were off track, and their agenda was just to stand up, make a mockery of themselves. And I think finally what they wanted to do, we gave them a good answer by showing them the strength of 55, and they did not even get one extra vote than 32.
So let's, if we keep the Congress aside, Dushyant Chautala, because, you know, you are also from a whole party, from a family, which has been known to, and your entire legacy has been, you know, the whole electorate of the farmers and their interests of representing them. As someone who represents that, and, you know, yours, your party is a new one, the JJP, and it had an extraordinary kind of result that the first election that you fought, you got this good chunk of 10 MLAs, which is why you're now in the Deputy Chief Minister's position. Now, I want to ask you, as someone who is representative of farmers' positions, what do you feel about the fact that, and it has been internationally criticized, the whole handling of the farmers who are sitting here at Delhi's borders for more than 100 days now? What do you feel about them?
Sunetra, there are two different issues. And thank you for asking this question, because I think if I give a clear answer today, it will help me in the coming days also when the procurement starts. There was an agenda which was started way back when the ordinance was got into action, and when Akali Dal supported it, that the MSP will be over, the mandis will be shut down, farmers' land will be captured by the person who is doing a contractual agreement by the, with the farmers, XYZ. When this whole movement took place in Punjab and people started moving around, there was small agitation against the Punjab government also. Punjab government shifted it to Delhi. People moved to Delhi. Still, there are about 50 to 60,000 people at these three borders, one in Uttar Pradesh, two in Delhi. We have given them all the basic amenities possible at their agitation sites. They have mobile toilets, they have electricity, they have proper sanitation. There are about 1,500 employees of government of Haryana day and night working there. And the second agenda is as the farm laws. Yesterday in the assembly, when Mr. Hooda was asked this by me, that did you bring the contractual law into the state of Haryana in 2014, he stood up and said, yes, I did. Then we asked him, did you bring the APMC Act to open market as a suggestion? He said, I did. Then what is the mindset of Congress? when you have brought those laws into action, implemented by the NDA now, then why are you against them? The time you bought them, were they good and now they are not good? Today also, if I talk about the farmers sitting there, most of them don't even know what these three farm bills will do to their agriculture and how they will improve or restrict them in doing agriculture. Yes, there needs amendments in these bills. I totally support that. And that Prime Minister has agreed to that not even once. He's spoken on to them five times and said, we are ready to do the amendments. The 11 meetings which were held between the 40 leaders and the three central ministers, every meeting, there were agendas that were ticked off. Yes, they are going to amend this. They are not going to get the electricity law. They are going to give in assurance for MSP. And 25 points were written in a paper, agreed and sent to these 40 people. But today, what I see, where the bigger failure I see of this not getting resolved is that there is not a single leader. I still remember speaking to a veteran Punjab politician, I will not name him, and I asked him, what will happen to this agitation? And I'll quote him, he said, Kaka ji, andolan khade karne asaan hai, khatam karane bahut mushkil hai. It is very easy to start an agitation, but to come to a conclusion and finish them off, it's not possible. Today also on record, I say that if there are suggestions from these 40 people that the center should look into, I will be more than happy to walk up to the Prime Minister or the Home Minister or anybody in the central government and say, yes, just do this and get over with it. But they are not ready. They are saying repeal these laws. I will share with you an experience which I read in a book earlier that in 1994, there were some labor laws which were implemented in our country. And all these labor unions got against it. In 95, when the budget session came in, they were repealed. And that time, we were equally at par with China into our GDP and growth. From 95 till 2003, there were no reformative laws which were made in our country. And then in 2003, after the Pokhran incident, Atal Bihari Vajpayee's government got into confidence and they started getting laws. And then the statement came in that India will shine and Manmohan Singh ji got Nuclear Act and XYZ during his tenure. Last NDA got GST and all these small amendments and all these big changes. And now also if we see today, the new labor acts have come into place. The new farm, not we can't call these farm laws, but I don't know why people call it farm laws, but these acts have come into place. Yes, we need reform. We can't stick back to just growing paddy and rice. We have to look for alternative sectors which will help agriculture to grow. If I talk about my state, it is for the first time that we are going to procure barley. No other state does that.
Yeah.
We are going to procure chana, we are going to procure pulses, we are going to procure we are mustard, we are going to procure wheat.
Yeah.
These crops that will be procured in the coming season of procurement.
No, and that's exactly what the center is also saying, that look, you know, we are doing record kind of procurement of paddy and we've seen record numbers this time. But Dushyant Chaitala, you would understand, and as someone who has studied in the US, perhaps you would have, you know, and it's interesting that you're saying that you supported the farmers in their protest, you gave them facilities. You're also saying that you're willing to stand with them and you also support the fact that it needs, you agree with the fact that it needs amendments. It's just a scrapping that you don't agree with. So I have to ask you this, that when you have international, when you have international agencies, when you have international media, they're putting the faces of the farmers over there and they're saying that the your allies, the BJP government, is throttling protests, is also calling them names, is, you know, they're calling them Khalistanis. Does that make you feel good about your alliance?
Sunetra, first thing, who has called it? It's a very, very big question because I don't think so the Prime Minister or anybody from the central government has said something like this. There are people, they can be spokesmen of a party also, who must have come out with names. But
yeah, they did.
looking at it on in a global scope, I still remember in 2007 when I was in USA in California doing my BSc, I still remember that the country went into recession. I saw my batchmates from cars, they went back to cycles. And that was the worst time America could ever see. That time there was a bumper crop of corn. And I still remember the government had to procure each and every grain of that corn and throw it in the ocean, Pacific Ocean. We can't afford that. We are agriculture-based economy. We have to support 80 million people, 800 million people to feed them on regular basis. It's our PDS system that we are working on to it. That's why Haryana and Punjab, we procure about 1 lakh crore rupees of agriculture produce every year. In last two Kharif and Rabi crop, I on record say that I have procured in the state of Haryana crops worth 30,000 crores. It's not easy. The procurement process is not easy. But yes, we have immense amount of now paddy. And one fact I'll share with you, which no global newspaper or nobody has ever written. Bangladesh used to grow the basmati, the paddy variety, which we procure at MSP of 1888 rupees. This year, they banned growing of that and they asked their agriculturists to start growing basmati. Because basmati can be exported from Bangladesh at the price of 3,500 Indian rupees. And they can come to the government of India and say that we need your paddy to feed our people as their staple crop. They are buying paddy from us as 2,100 rupees. And they are selling their basmati crop to Middle East at 3,500 rupees. Who's the smarter agriculturist if I talk about today? We are not getting out of these two varieties of paddy, that is either Parmal or 1121.
So what has become apparent to me is that you're a great believer in reform and you feel that the sector needed reform. I'm asking you a purely political question, that don't you feel that you have let down a lot of your core voters who are farmers, because the perception is, and all the farmer leaders over there, they're asking for your resignation. How does that make you feel?
Sunetra, I have spoken on this not even once, multiple times. I will ensure every grain that is produced in Haryana be procured at the MSP. And from the 1st of April, let our mandi start. And I'll show you how the wheat will come in, how the mustard will come in, how the sunflower will come in, either the pulses or grams or barley that needs to come in. We will procure, we are already geared up. We are already given out our transportation tenders. We have already given out our gunny bag tenders. It's already procured. We are geared up. And once the procurement is done, we will give out the money that needs to go to the farmers into their account within 48 hours of the production of their J forms. And J form is a forum when Aarti gets the produce and he gives a receipt. That is called, that is the same day you drop your grains into the mandis within 48 hours. We will DBT the full amount at MSP to the farmer's account. And that is a challenge I took about one fourth of a year ago. For the first time, I saw Aartis going against me. I saw farmers going against me. During COVID also in my constituency, people were agitating against me. Why are you giving money into our account? But now speak to any farmer in Haryana and they are more than happy that for the first time in the history of India, in last 74 years, we have got full amount of our agriculture produced in a limited time into our bank account. It was never done. These are reforms that we need to do. We need to give faster payments to the agriculturists who help build up this country.
So are you blaming just the farmer leaders? Because you said earlier that there is no clear leader among these 40 groups. So are you saying Rakesh Tikait, who has become very kind of prominent in the last few weeks because of the way he cried and it was a very emotive kind of appeal. There's also Darshan Pal. There's so many of these leaders. You're saying none of them has legitimacy?
Sunetra, If I ask you, do you even know the names of these 40 people?
I know a few of them, the main ones over
there,
yes.
I also know a few of them.
Yeah.
There is one from our state which everybody knows. But you have to come together and there has to become a leader. It is an agitation which needs a single face that can talk to the government, discuss issue and get it resolved. When 40 people, if I talk about your newsroom today, you are sitting here, and if I put 40 different reporters to take my interview tomorrow, will it be an interview?
So you're saying that's the only thing stopping the farmers from going home. It's the fact that, so you're saying some of these leaders actually want to accept the government putting it in abeyance for 18 months?
Most of them want to, but some of them don't.
Who doesn't want to?
I will not name anybody.
They've privately told you.
I know that you also know by fact that who are those people that will not accept anything less than the withdrawal of these bills.
No, but that doesn't explain the fact that there are thousands of them still camped out over here. Okay, if we come back to your personal kind of what it toll it has taken in on you, there have been so many reports, Dushyant Chautala, that, you know, you are, you know, there are kind of, you know, orders that are given by your village. You can't visit your village and your area. Is that true? What has been your experience?
So, Netra, I've been traveling. I'm a person who cannot sit home. Today is a holiday. I traveled since morning, just got back home. It is just some people, and we don't want to get into hustle with them today because it's of no use. We have an assembly session going on. We need to have a good procurement in the coming days ahead. If some people try to create nuisance, and if government wants to put it thrust, government has power. But we don't want to get into a tussle. Today, there are 50,000 people sitting at. Ask anyone that has the government anywhere put any pressure of them to move back. No. Because we want positive talks to continue. We want this still to be positively resolved and life get back to normalcy in the future.
So, and do you think there's been any damage to your kind of constituency and your support base, Dushyant Chautala? Because if we say 20% is the farming community, do you think you've lost that 20%?
Sunetra, we have 62% in our state. And 62% voters, today, whatever they are thinking, whatever they are made to think. I still remember a quote from Chaudhary Devilal. He always said, "Kisan ko samjhana mushkil hai, behkana asaan hai." And yesterday, I literally saw it in the house, how Congress people were trying to just go haywire, and we are trying to explain. But yes, time will come when the procurement process will be fully completed by first or second week of May. Every grain crop will be purchased from the farmer, given full payment directly to their accounts, and then see. Then I will sit again with you on an interview and then ask you, has farmers banned me? Have they not allowed me? I'll go to each and every mandi and help them to get better procurement than that.
Okay, now I want to ask you about the other front page story, which is emanating from Haryana. Haryana, which is the state where we saw the booming kind of industry and new industries and gleaming new buildings, the metro and everything. Gurgaon, that's a state where you have Gurgaon, is the home to so many multinational companies. And yet, the new law that you have over there of 75% quota for only locals up to 50,000 rupees. Industry is saying that this will, you know, get, you know, completely destroy the image of ease of business, of everything that the Modi government and New India is supposed to be about. How do you respond to that?
Sunetra, we have spoken to the industry 8 times before getting the law, and we will speak to the industry in the coming future also when the rules are framed. It is something that now states will start thinking into. And the reason is that the GST is now consumption-based. It is not production-based. We were a producing state. And if we have to survive in the future, we have to get more consumption that are done with the locals than people taking the money out of the state in terms of consuming. We have 19 universities. plus private universities. We have over 400 private and government colleges. We have about hundreds of ITIs and polytechnic colleges. Taking all into consideration, the skill level in Haryana is also not weak. But if I talk about this law, we cannot restrict somebody who is a specialized, for example, a makeup artist. He has a specialty. You cannot fix somebody at a pay scale and say, no, this can be done. Or somebody who is an IT geek, who might be paid 30,000 today, but he's very good. That skill set cannot be found into another person. These people will be exempted from this law. And we have clearly put a provision when we made this law. But if I tell you, in your office, if you are based out of Gurgaon, somebody who serves you water, if somebody is coming from a state which is not ours, then you will have to give him a place to stay. You'll have to pay for his travel allowances. It will be better for the industry also if we have trained local people who don't have to travel for more than 4 to 8 kilometers, staying nearby, come to work on time. You don't have to give them housing allowance because they have their houses nearby. And that is the mindset of this act. When we got this, and I spoke to people from Maruti, I spoke to people from Descots, I spoke to people from the biggest Maruti.
What do they say?
Everybody said, yes, it is going to save us money. Yeah, everybody has this in mindset that yes, 50,000 is a very big pay scale for a person who's starting a job very early. But 50,000 is not fixed in the bill. We can always sit, discuss, revise that on timely basis. And the act has just been published. It has to come into effect in coming months. I have already given a statement also. I have yesterday also in the floor of the house, I said, yes, we will speak to every aspect of the industry. I spoke to DLF yesterday. I spoke to M3M yesterday. I have spoken to Mr. Bhargav again after this. We will sit. We will have...
What are they saying? Is there what particular change do they want? Maruti and DLF and others?
See, Maruti has a specific skill set of engineers they require.
Right.
Their starting pay scale could be 35,000, 40,000. By 2 years or 3 years, it might cross 50,000 also. There are suggestions that will come in.
Make it lower, make it 35,000 or whatever.
I will not quote on the amount which we will rethink on to, or if we have to think on to also today.
Right.
Yes, I have written a letter to FICCI, I have written a letter to CII, I have written a letter to all these association and chambers, PhD also, that give your suggestion on the act. In the rules, whatever thing you want us to implement,
yeah.
let us come out with a collective brainstorming session, finalize on this issue, and once the issue is finalized, then we move forward into implementation of this law, which will benefit the industry also, as well as which will benefit the state of Haryana.
No, but it's very interesting what you're saying. One, that you're saying that there is a rethink on some of the finer points, for example, the 50,000 kind of cap that is there. The other really interesting, can you expand on that, Mr. Chautala, about how you think that the GST regime has changed it because now states have to look out for themselves. Expand on that.
You don't know this, that earlier the VAT was collected at base and the base had the power to consume it. Now, when the GST has come into the initial, for example, if I tell you, if somebody builds a tire for Maruti, the tire production unit will pay the tax at first, will get an input credit that will be taken from Maruti. If Maruti pays the tax, it will be again taken as an input credit, and the final from the agency after the wholesaler and XYZ from the agency, when the buyer buys the car, either that car is bought into Bengal or into Odisha or into XYZ, any state of this country, or exported, then the whole tax collection will go to a central pool, and then central will support states into this. Earlier, it was not that. The producing state were the winners. Today, if I talk about Haryana, Punjab, Gujarat, the Tamil Nadu, the states which have bigger production units and smaller population base, they have to find out with alternative ways that their consumption becomes bigger. We cannot only think about Gurgaon today, which has a population of what, 10 lakh people, or Faridabad, 17 lakh people. But yes, if we have districts like Fatehabad, the total population is 3 lakh. You cannot support their tax base. You cannot look at their tax base and plan a full budget of the state, which is 1.25 lakh crore rupees.
So it's fascinating that, you know, this is you're seeing as a kind of impact of the new economy, which has been spurred on by GST. So that's a really interesting idea. Of course, many people say that it's been a trade-off. You agree on the farm laws of the BJP, and they agree on this, even though our organization, Hindustan Times, has just done a story about how the RSS is very unhappy with that.
On to which? The farm laws or the...
No, they're very unhappy about the 75% quota for the locals, because they believe in one country, one law kind of thing. So they're very upset about that. So is it a trade-off? Is it an understanding that you accept the farm laws even though it goes against your base of farmers?
It was a part of our common minimum program. It was one of the biggest announcements which our party made. And yes, if I talk about it, was my primary agenda to get it cleared. I was working on it for last 1 year, and successfully we have cleared it. State, if it would have got it for president assent, I would have followed it up with the central government also to clear it.
But the fact that it is against the constitution, Sunetra, which says that people have the right to work anywhere, that Sunetra, I can be that I'm a Bengali, that I can work in Gurgaon, that I can work anywhere, that I can earn anywhere, doesn't it go against the basic tenets of the constitution, the Shin Chautala?
I think so. Hindustan Times has a very good legal team. Open Article 16. It clearly states you cannot restrict anybody for a job or position off the state, not in the state. Of the state clearly defines in the constitution of our country that you cannot restrict anybody for a government job. Maharashtra in 1980s restricted people. Somebody below the position of support staff, only 80% people can be employed who speak Marathi. There has been a law when special packages were given in Himachal, Uttarakhand, where special tax benefits were announced, that 90% should be local employment. Andhra has done it.
There are many Andhra won. I'm glad you mentioned Andhra, because Andhra High Court has stayed it. So it's still pending. It's still stayed. And your own governor in Haryana had turned back the ordinance. So what is the difference between that and now?
No, we withdrew the ordinance because we got a bill into the assembly. I think so. You need to be recorrected on.
But the fact that the basic law, it may be an ordinance or a bill, but the fact that the governor turned it back.
Sunetra, I said governor did not turn it back. We threw the CMM, we withdrew the bill from the governor, because without the ordinance getting withdrawn, we could not come in the assembly with a fresh bill. And as per law, either the governor makes that ordinance into an ordinance and then we implement the bill. When it's in consideration, we have to withdraw the ordinance and get a fresh bill placed on the floor of the house. And we did that.
So final word on it, we can expect some major changes. It's about the 50,000 rupees salary cap.
I will not go with that we can accept major changes. Yes, we can have healthy changes, which are both beneficial to the state as well as to the industry.
And that could be the cap amount, right? The salary amount.
I will not agree with that, because 50,000, if I say, is a good amount. I think so. Anybody who joins Hindustan Times at a level of editor or a sub-editor will be paid more than 50,000 today.
I won't say so. Media is going through a bad time. Okay. Final thing which I wanted to ask you with was the proposed legislation which looks at conversion of people by marriage. And which is popularly called anti-love jihad law. Now that Haryana plans to bring in as well. I wanted to ask you, as a young politician who a lot of people look up to because of the fact that, you know, would expect you to have progressive ideas, how is it that you're agreeing to this? And I know that you said that you don't agree with the term love jihad, but other states of the BJP have also brought it in, whether it's Madhya Pradesh, whether it's Uttar Pradesh, or it's Karnataka. They haven't used that term love jihad, but it means that. For example, Uttar Pradesh says prohibition of unlawful religious conversion. So how do you actually justify having such a law being brought in?
Sunetra, day one, I said that we will not support anything that has a religious touch to it. Either it is love, it is jihad, or it is pyar, or it be anything that goes to any religion specific. If I today speak, then I am very clear. I cannot be forced to become any person of any other religion, either be a Christian or a Muslim or a Sikh or a Jain. It is my will. And I made it very clear that our party will support an act or a law coming into implementation, which is very clear on forcibility. And yes, when I saw the bill, when I went through it, it is very clear. Forceful conversion, if somebody is willing to give an affidavit on conversion, I don't think so that any law can stop it. And today also, Constitution also clearly defines it. There is no law under it, but you cannot force somebody for conversion.
But have you seen the news reports of what has happened in those states where a lot of minorities, a lot of Muslims are being victimized? They're being put in jails just
so
because
any act which comes into place for the first time, there might be some changes or some tweaks that might be required over the period. If I talk about people talking about Anti-Dowry Act, you would have been remembering, I was very young that time, that thousands and thousands of women went to this police station and said that they asked for dowry and their whole family were put behind bar. The SCST Act, when it came into place in 2000s, it's similar things happened, and then the Supreme Court had to come and restructure it. But yes, when we are getting it to our assembly, I'm very sure that we have seen the Maharashtra law, the Madhya Pradesh law, the Uttar Pradesh law. I think Uttarakhand has also come out with this law. These three, four states who have implemented these laws and the changes that are required, we have pushed them in. It is not a similar law.
It's not similar. How is it different? Can you give me one way it's different?
Those implementations where people are taking advantage of them, we have omitted those. There are certain changes which were required and which we did in our state, and it will be introduced next week.
So specifically, you can't tell me how it's different from...
I don't have the UP law or the Haryana Act, which is coming into place in my hands to tell you clause 5 says this and clause 5 will say this now. But if you... I can definitely support you the copies of both and you can go through it.
Dushyant Chautala, thank you so much for speaking with us and explaining your position on so many of those things. It's good to talk to you and good luck with everything. Thank you. Okay. So I just wanted to ask off the record, so is it going to be less? What is the big change going to be in the anti-reservation wala?
75%.
Yeah.
75%, I'm going to go sit in Delhi for a post-session. We are going to have multiple rounds of meeting. I've asked Mr. Rajiv Singh, Chairman DLF, to get a get-together of all these big builders in Gurgaon.
I see.
With their suggestion, I have sent out a letter to each and every PhD chamber to give us their suggestion by the 15th or the 20th, I don't exactly remember the days in writing, but I'll do a VC with all these chambers also individually, let their input come in, because they have been supplied with the act of the official notification. And then the law, and in April we'll issue the gadget notification for implementation.
So, but there are some tweaks expected, right?
Some.
Okay.
Very some, not some.
So tweaks, it's likely to be the salary bit? Now we're off record, salary bit.
Salary, see, we might not chase the 50,000. But we will look into that their gradual increase in salary over a period of 1 year or 2 years or 3 years will cross 50,000. Because Maruti gave us this suggestion that just put it for 3 years, that in 3 years that basic pay will be above 50,000. So their higher level engineers, which are basically a white collar job, not a blue collar job, at least are covered. And I agree with that, because we cannot put somebody onto a restriction for a white collar job.
Understood. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing it on a holiday. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On The Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HD Smartcast. Send in your feedback, and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.